Hello, everyone, and welcome back to TaylorMade, the show where you ask the questions and you get your answers tailor-made by Hamline University head football coach Chip Taylor. In this month's show, the coach discusses with us his evaluation of the 2017 season. He answers questions about his beloved Philadelphia sports teams, and the coach tells us why it's great to be a Fighting Piper. So let's get right to TaylorMade.
Well, let's welcome back Coach Taylor. Coach, I know the season's over, but do you have any team updates you'd like to provide for us?
Team updates, you know, just trying to get guys back that were a little bit banged up from the season. Was able to meet with everybody individually, get their perspective on the year. And, you know, we put the 2017 season to bed, and looking up at the countdown calendar, it is 228 days till training camp. So, I mean, nothing stops, man. Just keep on rolling. So,
wow, down to the days already. That's pretty amazing. Yep. How is recruiting going for you at this point?
Recruiting is going well. We were able to get out in front of it in the summertime, and, you know, just kind of circling back with our upper Midwest kids and, planning on, you know, where we need to go out of state to finish the rest of our class. So it's going really well. Getting a lot of good responses. Families and recruits, you know, I think they see, you know, some of the positives that's going on here as far as developing young people. So, you know, we'll see. You know, still early in the recruiting process. I think with the new signing date for the Division I's, December 20th is going to, you know, help speed up, you know, our league and leagues that are in our surrounding area. So, which is good. You know, I think it's a good thing. So,
because of the holiday season kind of occurring right now, what's the schedule look like for you at this time of the year?
You know, coaches are, if they're not on the road, you know, they're really following up with high school coaches, emailing, having kids on campus. And we'll do that all the way up until Friday, and then we'll get a little bit of time to relax with the family. But, I mean, right now it's really go time. You're hitting it hard and, you know, trying to get kids on campus and trying to get out and see kids in the homes and see them in the high school. So it's a busy time. Busy, busy.
Well, let's head to fan questions this week. We start with Zach, who says, now that you've had a month to reflect, what are some changes you think you would like to implement to get back to the 2016 form?
It's a great question. I mean, just sitting down with some of our coaches and, you know, just trying to figure out a way to put our guys in the best situation to be successful. You know, we have some ideas, can't really share that right now because, like, you know, this is a lot of sensitive information, but we've definitely sat down and evaluated what we did good in 2017, what we did bad in 2017. You know, how can we get back to some of the things that we did in the 2016 season when we had a little bit more success? So we're evaluating everything. All stones get unturned. You know, you got to look in the mirror, and it starts with me. So I got to figure out how to get this team performing better on Saturdays. So
Sheila would like to know, she says, how much does the rigorous academic curriculum make recruiting hard at Hamline, or do you find that that is actually an asset?
I use it as an asset. We use it as an asset. I mean, I've been fortunate. Every place I've worked has been academic, high academic. So, you know, to me, that's just that's icing on the cake, man. You know, you're going to come and compete, and everybody that listens to this show knows what kind of league we're in athletically. You're going to come compete in one of the best Division III conferences in the country, and you get a chance to get a top-notch degree. So, you know, I don't use that. That is not a negative for us, man. We want the brightest recruits, you know, in the classroom, and then we're trying to get the best players too. So it's fun. It's a great challenge.
Now that the season is over, a lot of NFL questions for this week. So we start with Tad, who says, Coach, did you see that play where the Raiders were so close to a first down that the ref pulled out an index card to check? If it is that close, isn't that just a first down? How would you have felt if they would have done that to you as a coach?
Oh, boy. You know what? I did not see that one. Again, you know, I don't really get into, you know, into it with the referees. And I talk to those guys before every game, and it's like I know those guys aren't trying to be out there messing games up or – so I don't know. I didn't see it. I have a smile on my face because it sounds like that was a really, really, really close play. So, I mean, if he had to pull it out to check, I guess he was trying to be right and do right by the fans and the team. So I guess he just wanted to do the right thing.
Chris would like to know if you think that the Eagles will be able to defeat the Vikings.
Man, that's gonna be a good one. I was at that Vikings game on Sunday and they were clicking on all cylinders. So I don't know, man. I obviously got to pull with the Eagles. A little disappointed about Carson Wentz going down, but that's part of the game. You know, that's part of the game. We dealt with our injuries this year. You know, we have a good backup in Foles, so, you know, he's seasoned. You know, I'd love to see them go the whole way with Foles. But the Vikings are tough, man. Mike Zimmer's a good ball coach. They play good defense. You know, it depends on where that game's going to be. If it's going to be over in Philly, I like the chances. But if it's going to be inside with the Vikings, whew, that could be tough. So, I mean, it'll be interesting. I tell you that, it'll be an interesting one. So.
Speaking of Nick Foles, we return back with Andre, who says, Coach, I thought we were dead in the water when Wentz went down, but Nick Foles really came up big. Can he keep that going?
Andre, my man, how you doing? I hope so. I mean, he's proven to, you know, I liked him. You know, we had him before and we traded him away and we got him back. So I think he can do it. It's just, you know, he's just got to be able to understand the details of the game plan. And we start getting into playoff football. I don't know his pedigree or his track record with playoff football, but it's different. You know, the windows are tighter. Everything's faster. I mean, it's just different. If playoff football is different. So hopefully he can hang in there. But, you know, we're pulling for him, and we need him to play well, and it'd be great to see, you know, the Eagles out here in Minneapolis, because I'm going. I'm sure I won't be at the game, but I'll be down there.
Andre would also like to know, did you get to see the Sixers in Minneapolis, and what did you think of the team? Love to hear your observations.
Absolutely got to see them. Got there early, got a chance to see them warm up. Stayed till the end. It was a really, really good game. They fought through. Very tough, tough basketball team, and I think it comes from, you know, watching their head basketball coach. I mean, if you watch this guy, he's a tough-minded guy. I mean, that guy's running 4 or 5 miles every morning before practice. I mean, it's just something that probably seeped into the team. We got a lot of good young talent. We're long, we're big. So, I mean, I'm excited, man. I'm really excited to watch these guys continue to grow. So I'm glad I was able to go and just continue to keep following them Sixers. So
Andre would also like to know, he says, my concern about the Sixers is that it is hard to be a winner in the NBA now with a team that is led by a center. Do you think that will be a hindrance to them advancing deep in the playoffs?
Yeah, that could be. Like I just said, they're very long and top heavy. So it'll be interesting, you know, as far as, you know, how they progress, because it is a guard-driven league. So it'll be interesting. I do have some concerns about that. But again, I'm not a basketball expert. I'm not even really a football expert, but just trying to mold young people. But, you know, I'd be excited to see how they progress. But they are a big, long team, and so that guard play is going to be critical for them going down the stretch.
Brad asks, he says, I get that Carmelo Anthony is a good scorer, but why should anyone be surprised that Oklahoma City is struggling with him on the team? The guy puts up huge numbers but does not seem to be like a winner.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't follow and study him much. So, you know, I was actually a fan of Carmelo Anthony when he was with Syracuse and they won that championship. I don't know. I mean, his game probably just sometimes it just doesn't transfer well over to the NBA. He's a great scorer, but you know, for me to sit here and break his game down with why that team is not doing well, I don't have enough information to break that down. So,
Vance would like to know if you see Houston being able to get past Golden State.
I tell you what, man, they got a. We just talked about when Andre asked about, you know, the Sixers, man, they got a guard. So it's a guard-driven league, and Harden he's a superstar. So, I mean, they have a chance. That'll be a good one. You know, it'll be interesting to see how that all shakes out, where they play each other in the playoffs. Like, is it early? Is it late in the rounds? Is it the Western Conference Finals? That'll be interesting to see and watch. But, I think you can definitely give Houston a shot. Absolutely.
Ethan would like to know, how much of a chance do you think Minnesota has of making the playoffs this season? It has seemed like so long since the team was any good.
Well, I think the T-Wolves can have a test shot. They have some. They got good players, got a defensive, tough-minded ball coach. So, I mean, they got a chance. I don't know what the seed would look like, but I definitely think they have a chance, absolutely.
Gabe asks, he says, my wife wants us to go to her office Christmas party. It is literally nothing but a bunch of people getting drunk and acting foolish. What is fun about that? Seriously.
You know what, Gabe, the thing I would say, you know, you can always learn from a situation, you know, so you don't have to necessarily partake in what's going on, but you can sit back and you can look around and say, there's going to be some people with some really bad headaches tomorrow morning. I'm not going to be one of them, you know, so just continue to keep drinking water and put a smile on your face and support your wife and it'll all be good. And just grit your teeth through those next 2 or 3 hours. So
Randy would like to know, what's your favorite part of Christmas?
I would say just being around the family, you know, getting a chance to have all the uncles and aunts come over and listen to all the stories that you've heard for every year that you've been together. And the stories continue to get, you know, better and better. The food, being able to sit around and either, I guess it sounds like it's more football games on this year, but usually it's basketball games that are on. So you're watching basketball with your uncles or your dad or whatever the case is. Kids are running around, you know. Depending on where you're at, you know, if the weather is nice or if it's not, you know, so just all little things like that that kind of always make you think about Christmas. And obviously the giving part of it is always fun and cool when you see people get something that they more so is fun to see people when they get something that they need, not necessarily want. So it's a lot of good parts to it.
Dan would like to know what you hope Santa brings you for Christmas this year.
Wow. If Santa can continue to keep blessing me with health, you know, health and a good mind frame, and you know, I'd be okay with that. So good.
I think you told me offensive lineman once, wasn't it? What you were hoping for.
Hey, a couple offensive linemen wouldn't be bad, a running back, a couple DBs.
David,
since we're asking.
David liked to know, he says, isn't it hard to buy presents for kids these days? I think technology has really ruined gift giving.
Wow, man. I tell you what, boy, it's amazing how, you know, you sit back and you think about, man, you know, going to a store and, you know, asking mom or dad, and, you know, this is what I want on my Christmas list. This is what I want on my Christmas list. But, you know, kids these days, I mean, you give them a gift card and they're good, you know. So I don't know. I think it's just different. You know what? It's different times, because I'm sure when I was younger, you know, my parents were probably like, man, look at these kids. They're so different, you know, because the toys that they were getting when they were younger was maybe one little whistle where, you know, I was getting, you know, whatever toys I was trying to get at my age. But now it's just different. So is it right or wrong? I don't know necessarily so you can say that, but it's just a different time. So it's just a different time.
Faith asks, she says, when your wife or kids give you a present you really didn't want, how good is your poker face at looking like that was just what you wanted?
Oh, you always got to just smile and say, this is exactly what I was looking for. How did you guys know? You know, you got to play up to it, because like I said, man, the whole premise and the thought with Christmas too, a lot of it is you know, the art of giving. You know, so if somebody's giving you something, you know, you should be happy and express that, and you know, just make sure that, you know, they know that, you know, you appreciate them. So
every dad wants a Rudolph nose tie to wear around a town.
Right.
All the time, so.
Exactly.
And we'll end with, why is it great to be a Fighting Piper?
Oh man, it's awesome to be a Fighting Piper. We're in finals week right now, and you know, the main reason, you know, our scholar athletes come to Hamline is to get a great top-notch degree. So I'm excited to see, you know, how we end up in the classroom. Necessarily didn't end up the way we wanted on the field, but again, football is icing on the cake, man. These guys are here to get an education and to do a, not just get an education, but to do a great job in the classroom, the best of their ability. So I'm excited to see how finals week ends up and how we do with our grades. So,
Coach, thanks for joining us this week, and Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas, and catch you guys in 2018.
We want to thank Coach Taylor for joining us on TaylorMade this month. If you have your own questions you'd like to ask the coach, please send them to us at chiptaylor@minorleaguesportsreport.com. That's chiptaylor@minorleaguesportsreport.com. Please have your questions to us by the first Wednesday of every month so we can give the coach a little time to review them before we record the show. I'm Rob Pannier, the managing editor of the Minor League Sports Report, and we'll see you next time on TaylorMade.